assuming a cap of $255.4 million per team. The team that has the most money currently to spend are the Washington Commanders that have north of $96 million. I'm going to go down the line here and tell you what each team has to spend in this offseason. The Washington Commanders have the most money with $96+ million. Tennessee Titans with over $80 million. The New England Patriots with $78.47 million. The Houston Texans with $70 million, which is insane, coming off a season where they were the offensive and they had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year, which were in the top three picks, C.J. Stroud at quarterback and Will Anderson Jr. on the defensive side of the ball, having both rookies of the year plus being, you know, getting into the postseason plus having the fourth most money in the NFL to spend is not good news for the rest of the AFC South or the league in general. $70 million for the Houston Texans. Having the fifth most money to spend in the offseason, $57.5 million, the Chicago Bears. The Detroit Lions, who made a run trying to get to the Super Bowl, they have the sixth most amount of money in the league, which is huge for them as well, thinking of everything they've done. $54+ million. Then the Colts have $52.87 million. The Arizona Cardinals have over $51 million. The Cincinnati Bengals have $50+. And then we go to teams that are under $50 million to spend. The Las Vegas Raiders have just shy of $48 million. The Seattle Seahawks have over $44 million. The Los Angeles Rams have $43.6 million. The Atlanta Falcons have $41.4 million. The New York Giants have over $41 million. The 15th most money in the NFL in cap space are the Minnesota Vikings with 40.9, the Philadelphia Eagles with 40.7, the New York Jets have, and this is a giant jump, from the team with the 16th biggest cap space to spend, being the Philadelphia Eagles with 40.7, the 17th team, the next team, has 27.5 million, that being the New York Jets. So they are over $13 million less from spot 16 to 17. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have over 22. The Jaguars currently now, they had 29, they now have 20.9 with the 19th most cap space for 2024-25. The Panthers, who are in horrible shape, who did not have a good trade to get Bryce Young, now adding insult to injury. I talk about, look at the Texans, all the money they have, and look at what they've already done. Look at the Detroit Lions and the money they have and what they've already done. Well, on the flip side of that, the Carolina Panthers have only been making bad decisions. The Carolina Panthers have the 20th out of 32 most money to spend with a horrible season, the worst team in the NFL, and not getting the number one pick because they were the worst team in the NFL. They made a trade for Bryce Young to give that pick to the Chicago Bears, who have the first pick and the ninth pick, and they have more money to spend. The Carolina Panthers only have $13 million available in this offseason. Then the Packers have 12.7. Then everybody else is under $10 million, and there's a bunch of teams that are in the negative. So the Kansas City Chiefs have $9.6 million to spend. The Pitts coming off a Super Bowl win. The Steelers have $9.56. The Cleveland Browns have only $2.4 million to spend. And the rest of the teams are in the negative, including the runner-up for the Super Bowl. The San Francisco 49ers have negative $3.4 million. The Cowboys are negative $4 million. The Broncos are negative $5.5. They are looking at getting rid of Russell Wilson. The Ravens have negative $7.3. The Buffalo Bills are behind the cap here by $7.665 million. They're in the negative. The New Orleans Saints are negative $15.46 million. The Miami Dolphins are negative $16.6 million. And the Los Angeles Chargers are in worse shape. They are behind the cap by $18.619 million and change. So looking at a ton of teams that have no money to spend, they actually have negative money. Some they're taken after the United States government. And then in a shocking turn of events, Washington, D.C., where the Washington Commanders call home, they have the most money to spend. So that's insane. Maybe Congress should talk to the Commanders about how they can make money and not lose money. So that's where we sit at right now, PJ. Those are the current situations for each team. The Jacksonville Jaguars, as we were talking about, don't have much money to spend. And if they are going to franchise tag and not have an extension signed with Josh Allen, they are in a position where they're only going to have a few million dollars to try and get anybody else, which could end up in losing Calvin Ridley. They, you know, looking at them waiving Rayshon Jenkins, who's had a lot of success over the last couple seasons at safety for them. Tyler Shatley, who's been one of the consistent guys on the offensive line, they could be losing him too. They could lose Jamal Agnew, who's not expensive, but he's been their lead kick returner. So Jacksonville is in a position right now where they're going to have to make some new moves. They're going to have to figure this out. I don't know why they have not found a long-term deal with Josh Allen yet, but edge rusher Josh Allen needs to be signed. This thing needs to be done, or else the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be in a situation where they're going to go into the draft and try to make a lot of moves in the draft, but they're going to lose out on Darius Williams. They talked about releasing him, Fatu Kasi as well on the defensive line, Rayshon Jenkins, as I mentioned, which leaves them in a situation of what are they going to do with Ke'Lavon Chaisson, Calvin Ridley, Trey Herndon, Tyler Shatley, their starting kicker, Brandon McManus. I mean, there's not a ton of guys here that they have to be really concerned about. I believe Matt Barkley's already on another team. So when you look at the list of free agents that they have, really, it's about, in my opinion, covering this team. It's about looking at what are you going to do with Brandon McManus, Tyler Shatley, Calvin Ridley, Jamal Agnew, and Josh Allen. And Rayshon Jenkins I'd throw in there too. But if they're already willing to part ways with Fatu Kasi, Darius Williams, and Rayshon Jenkins, then I would ask them to take a good hard look at Ridley and, of course, looking at locking up Josh Allen as they move forward here, or else they're going to be very depleted in the bank account as they step forward.
Oh, it's an awful situation. Awful. Maybe the powers that be at Jacksonville, maybe they don't think Ridley as good as we think he is. I mean, maybe they don't think that they can flash down the field and spread the field. Maybe they don't think he's that kind of player. I think he is. I mean, I watched him in college. I mean, the guy could fly. I mean, but I don't know. I think that, they getting rid of Darius Williams and Rayshon Jenkins and your other guy there, Badakusi or whatever his name is, that's going to, you got to replace those players. I mean, yeah. You're not going to be able to sign them. I don't think so, not unless you sign Josh Allen to a contract. Then you get that money, that play money again. You can plug some of these guys in. So, I think it's a tough situation. It's a terrible situation to be in. I don't know if Josh Allen has Scott Boros is his agent, but whoever he is, he's got to be playing tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. And remember, folks, they're going to have to figure out a long-term deal for Trevor Lawrence. So this Josh Allen thing needs to get figured out so that they can also work on Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville as they step forward. And they're missing some stuff. Obviously, they need a few more pieces here in order to get back to the playoffs and have success in the playoffs. So the Jaguars are going to have to get creative, and we'll be watching very closely, as always, to see what they will do next, and we'll be reporting it here on Wake Up Call on the Prowl in my coverage of the Jacksonville Jaguars of many years. PJ, as always, I appreciate all the work that you put in. And someday we are going to have to, when you're done with a notebook and then you move on to the next notebook, we're going to have to put that notebook that's all finished and the pages are written in, we're going to have to either put it in a museum, a Smithsonian, or we're going to have to look at maybe selling it on eBay. Papa Joe, as always, thank you for your time.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, PJ.
Bye.